Hi, this is Janice Ferranti in the No Chaos Zone at www.queenofkaos.com. I'm not really sure where you're starting out. We are brand spanking new in at the No Chaos Zone, so you're probably just starting out with the rest of us, maybe in varying degrees of clutter and overwhelm, and just trying to figure out where to go from here and how you can make it all better. And I'm really happy to be able to tell you that you can make it all better, and it's not really going to be that hard. It may take you some time, or it might not even take you that much time. It really all depends on where you're starting out. And the big thing to do is to remember and think about where you want to finish. And that might be something that you could do right now while you're listening to this, is just have a look around and get a vision in your mind of what you want your house to look like when you're finished, and the mood and the tone you want your home to be like for your family. And not only thinking about all the clutter that's gone and the mess that's cleaned up, but think about on the other side of the coin. This is really the fun part, is what you might like to do to your house to make it look nicer. I like to call it beautification, or beautifying your house. Right now I'm planning on doing some painting and some finishing up of a few things, and I can't wait, and it really keeps me going to keep things in order. Things have really come a long way around here. One of these days I'd really like to dig up some old pictures, if I have any. I know I've had a few computer meltdowns and I've lost a lot of pictures, but if I can find some of the old days in my house and compare them to now, I'll post them. I can't make any big promises, but I just remember looking at pictures and being totally aghast, because while we're on the subject, pictures are a really good way to get a gauge on what your house really looks like, because a lot of times we get used to things the way they are and we don't really notice. So I know that I've taken a few pictures, sometimes on purpose, to record things for my website or for anything else, and a lot of times it looked worse than I thought it would, and sometimes it was just taking a picture of something else and happened to catch a mess of some kind. But if you have a minute, it actually wouldn't hurt, if you have a digital camera, for you to take some pictures of your house so that you have some good before and after pictures, and you can keep them to yourself, or later when we have our members area you can post them there, which is really a lot of fun. And that is actually a nice way to start the challenge, which, if you're in the No Chaos Zone, which you probably are if you're listening to this, we're starting day one, so you could take your pictures and have them already, and then you can see how great things are going to look in even 3 weeks. So that is the first thing that I wanted to say, is besides taking the pictures, it really does help to take a few minutes to have a picture in your mind of what you want things to be like, because this is the thing that will keep you going and will motivate you to get up and do your boost circuit even when you don't feel like doing it. So I don't think you necessarily have to cut out pictures and things like that. Some people do find things like a vision board to be handy and helpful. And if you do, then by all means go ahead. But to be honest, for me, it really was always just a board with more clutter, for one thing. And for the other thing, it takes time to do it. And in that hour or two, or however long it takes you to do it, you could be making a good dent in something in your house. So I'm not saying not to have any vision. A lot of times just the vision you have in your own mind of what you want things to look like is good enough, if you can keep it there and return to it often enough, or taking one snapshot of the clutter in one area or a couple of rooms, wherever you want, and then looking at those and imagining what you want them to look like, and having the goal to be able to take a clean shot later can help you. Or just to have one goal in mind, in your mind, and even write it. You can write it down in your My Clean House binder if you want to. That always helps too. But if you do that, be sure to write some action steps that you did, not only that you're going to do, but take just a quick second every day to just even check off that you did your boost and that you're making progress. You don't have to get too involved, because I think better to do than to talk about it. So you don't want to spend too much time getting too detailed in the writing and then not having time to do the doing. Much better to do the doing, I always think, but benchmarking and tracking your progress does not hurt one bit, and it's always nice to look back at. So that's mostly what I wanted to say to you today. I don't want this to be too long because I have a hard time uploading on the internet, so I unfortunately am not going to be able to make my audios very long in one shot. I'd like to, and if you guys have any feedback for me about the length, go right ahead and let me know, because maybe I can try to make them longer. I know on my iPod I like to have longer audios because then I don't have to keep switching them, but you might be able to make a playlist on yours which might solve the problem too. You can just line up a bunch of these so that they'll just play back to back. But what I wanted to make sure that you knew is that if you're feeling overwhelmed, to just stick with it, and we will get through it. And that's the great thing about this No Chaos Zone, is that it's a we now. It's not just a you. It's me and you, and it's a bunch of other great people that are doing the same thing, and we're starting from the same place. Even if our homes are a little different, and even if we are a little different, we're all starting from the same place of wanting to make it better, and of having the motivation to want to make a home for our family and for ourselves, and to feel really good about what we're doing and the kind of job we're doing and how it all works out 10, 20, 30 years from now. When we look back, we want to be able to be happy with what we did. And in the No Chaos Zone, we're going to have everything we need to be able to do that, and it's just going to be fantastic, and I just can't wait. So if you would like to put a comment in the, there probably is a comment area below here. I actually, to tell you the truth, haven't even set the page up yet for my audios the way they're going to be, but there's probably a comment area there somewhere, or we might have the forum set up. And if we do, if you want to take a quick moment just to pop in, say hi, and let us all know where you're starting from. It doesn't have to be detailed, and it doesn't have to be everything that is bad that's going on. If you just want to have a quick little say, and just say, you know, you have clutter that you want to start with, or you're too overbooked on your schedule, or you're trying to work and have a family at the same time, and it's really stressing you out, and you need some tips, whatever, you can just go ahead and write that down, and we'll all have a look, and we'll have some idea where we're all coming from. So it'll probably help us to move forward, and just to see who's all on the same page, and what our differences are, and what's the same about us all. I think that is all that I am going to say for now. I have a tendency to run on. I did want to mention, though, about the forum. I don't have it up yet, and it's possible when you're listening to this that it is up. And that's a good example of starting from one place and ending in the other, and just moving forward. And to move forward, it doesn't always happen overnight. It takes things like focus, effort, strength, endurance, willpower, and self-discipline. And you guess what? You have all of those. Even if it doesn't feel like it right now, and I know that some days you might have more than others, I know I do, but the great news is that it's all yours, and you do have it, and it comes from you, and it's all up to you to just bring it out and bring it on and get moving and go for it. And have some fun while you're doing it too. You know, we're not here forever, and we may as well enjoy ourselves. Even if you're feeling overwhelmed and like you're coming from a place where you just can't seem to get out of right now, enjoy every minute of it, because everything that you have is a gift, even when it's too much clutter. That's the best place to start, is being grateful and being happy with what you have, and the rest follows. And I am going to sign off now, and I'll talk to you soon. And this is Janice Franti at the No Chaos Zone at queenofkaos.com.